Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to an extraordinary group of young people. They are the winners in the National Student Poets Program started by President and Mrs. Obama to help highlight the way the arts transform our lives.
When kids are involved in arts, they do better in school and in life.
Today, we'll hear some of their poetry and we'll talk with some of them. National Student Poets, their stories and their work on VOA's American Cafe. The poet Carl Sandburg once said, "Poetry is an echo asking a shadow to dance." We want to introduce you this week to five young people who have been chosen to lead that dance for the next year. They are the National Student Poets, and they were honored recently at a reception at the White House. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama created the program to honor students from five areas of the country. Mrs. Obama said that they felt the program was necessary to prevent the arts from getting lost in schools.
What we knew is that loss was pretty devastating, because we all know what the evidence shows is that when kids are involved in arts, they do better in school and in life. They have higher grades. They have fewer behavioral problems. We talk about this at almost every event. They're more likely to go to college, to graduate and go on and do wonderful things.
The finalists are chosen out of 70,000 applications each year by a panel of poets and artists. This year's student poets include 17-year-old Stella Binion of Illinois, Maya Ishwaran of Georgia, Gopal Raman of Texas, and Joey Riceberg of Maryland. 16-year-old Maya Salome is from California. The Lebanese-American's poem was called Sacrilege Incorporated.
I speak to you, for the only God you seem to know is the God of destruction, always thirsty for more blood, more tears, more futures gone wrong. I speak to you, for children belong to no creed, and if holiness exists, it is the selflessness that runs in their veins. I speak to you, for the magnetic attraction of violence keeps no home in the nonpolar hearts of the young. I speak to you, for senseless violence has no part in my definition of humanity. I speak to you, because blind faith is no faith. Thank you.
Afterward, Maya told me that as an Arab American, she wanted to write to express her feelings about her identity and how that identity was not always a comfortable one.
Seeing all these reports in the news of these extremist attacks and, like, rampant terrorism and all of these horrible, atrocious things being associated with my home culture, that didn't go down with me, you know? Because I just, one person or these acts should not be synonymous to being Arabic, because being Arabic is so much more than that for me. And so I wanted to strongly denounce the atrocity of these acts.
Maya Ishwaran is Indian American. Her poem, Linguistics, talked about how she felt like she was losing some of her identity as she was assimilating into American culture.
Ma, I'm losing parts of myself every day, leaving bits of human when I walk, buttons, sweater strings, rosin dust, crushed bottles of water, worlds and worlds and words, latex gloves and frozen over car lots downtown, mustard seed heat-thawing immigrant dream silence. I want to question whether these are the things that make up the constellations of my genetics, the silence of my voice. But even I know nothing is silent about life. I've lost more than I've ever lost in 16 years. I've started shedding ethnicity like hair. Mother, I fear I'll go bald.
Maya told me the poem came out of a time when she began to realize that she was losing some of her history.
I was writing the poem after I had realized that I was speaking more English than my mother tongue. And I found the metaphor just by, like, I was writing the poem and then I didn't know what to put for the last lines. And the thing that really caught me was how I was losing that part of my culture. And that was just a very, I think it was a very direct way of stating.
As part of being a national student poet, each of the young people spends a year attending poetry classes and art festivals and doing a community service project. Some of the previous winners have taught poetry to female inmates, have worked with veterans, and have helped people with Alzheimer's. Stella Binion is from Chicago. She told me that her dream is to work with and to inspire other students, particularly African-American girls.
My, like, dream would be to work with, like, young girls of color, specifically black girls, to, like, empower their voices and feel like their voices are important and heard through the lens of poetry, because that's, like, how what poetry has been for me in terms of, like, my experience as a young black woman and being in this world. It feels like my voice is heard and listened to, and, like, we're at the White House, so for me, I'm lucky enough that my voice is being heard and listened to, and I want to give that same chance to, like, young girls and really make them feel like they can do something and they're powerful and they're important and what they have to say is important, and so hopefully I'll be able to work with that age range. There are a lot of amazing programs in Chicago that I feel like I'm going to tap into.
Joey Reisberg of Towson, Maryland, says he hopes to develop poetry workshops in Baltimore, a city that was racked by violence after the death in police custody of an African-American man, Freddie Gray.
I'm thinking less in terms of my own work and more in terms of, like, leading workshops for Baltimore poets to show that the city isn't as divided as it seems. We're all still people. Yeah, there was an uprising. There was violence, but we are still people. And I don't think there's a real poetry stage in Baltimore. There's a few scattered events every once in a while, but, like, I would love to encourage people to share their stories about Baltimore to, like, kind of turn the stigma around.
After the ceremony, a visibly moved Michelle Obama said she could not have been prouder of all the student poets from 2016 and previous years.
If we ever wonder whether what we do makes a difference, it does. Thank you, everyone, for all of this. Thank you, guys. I'm so proud of you. That was beautiful. You guys are awesome. Have a great year.
So, what about you? Do you write poetry? Let us know your opinion on our show by logging on to our website, voanews.com. Click on the red Programs tab and look under Broadcast Programs. You can also visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.